All right, we're back, and glad to have you with us. It's Who's Talking? I'm Frank Maloney. Jim Hobgood is with me, and we have Brian Boland, the UVA tennis coach, with us, waiting in the wings. I think the only thing that should be said here as an introduction for Brian is he is now a national champion. And that's, I tell you, that is something. We should have brought him on with,
you don't like Frank, but how about the here's to the winners? You know, nice little bumper music there.
Listen, we were lucky to have any bumper music today with all the lightning strikes, weather delays. We've even changed our engineer today. But anyway, Brian, are you there?
He will be momentarily.
Brian, are you there?
I am here.
Perfect. All right, we've got the national champion head coach. All right, Brian, I know you probably have been hugging your old buddy and next-door neighbor, Brian O'Connor, trying to cheer him up, but let's just reminisce for a second. Your team is now celebrating the long-awaited national championship. When you hear that, what goes through your mind?
I mean, it's been an absolute thrill. I'm so happy for both the current as well as the former players. I really think that the former players that have been through here over the past decade felt very much part of this. You know, this has been a journey, a 12-year journey for our program since I took the job in 2001. And from that very first year, that was something that we tried to, you know, establish. This is the kind of program that we believe we can have. We can compete for national championships at UVA. This is the University of Virginia, and anything is possible. And from that day forward, a lot of those young men bought in and believed that if we really did things the right way, got the right people on the bus, and worked day in and day out, that this day would eventually come. And interestingly, that very first team, those kids I inherited back in 2001, not one of them I have not heard from since we have won the national championship, and they all feel part of it. So, and this weekend during the baseball series, obviously disappointed that the baseball team wasn't able to have the success today, but they've had an unbelievable season, another incredible job by Brian O'Connor and his staff. We had at least 10 former players back in town, and they just wanted to have an opportunity to spent some time with my family. We've been away at the Dominican Republic since the day after the NCAA individual championship. So it was time to take a break.
I know you've that was a long deserved vacation for sure. Who were some of the players that were in town visiting with you last night?
I'm sorry?
Who were some of the players that were visiting with you last night?
I mean, it was great. I mean, we had guys that came down from Washington, D.C., and some of which are living here now and still in graduate school and so on. And then, of course, Jameer Jenkins, who left this morning to start his professional career, was in town and so on. So there were just a lot of guys that had an opportunity to come together last night and go to the game together, which was a great thrill. And they're happy. They're happy to be part of the program. I know, Frankie, you and I had a chance to chat last night, and you ran into a couple of them. So it's just good to spend some time with those guys. And I know they feel so much part of it. You know, we were in Champaign. The crowds were just magnificent. I mean, it was when we played UCLA in the national championship, it felt like playing at home. I mean, the Virginia fans were in huge numbers in Champaign, and so many of them were former alums that just made the trip. And fortunately for me, my coaching career started at Indiana State University, only an hour and 15 minutes away from Champaign. So a lot of friends and supporters from those years made the ride over for an hour away and put on some orange and blue, and I thought that was pretty cool.
You know, I think your players really enjoyed getting that cooler of ice water and pouring it on your head, because I saw a lot of laughing and the kids were celebrating. You know, not to change subject too much, but you're not other than Jameer. I mean, you've got most of the team coming back. How does the team shape up for next season?
I think we're, you know, probably going to be right back where we were this year, having a chance to win another ACC championship and compete for a a national championship, and that's been the goal, to be as consistent as possible year in, year out, and just give ourselves a chance. And that's the thing I've always said about the program is all you can do is give yourself a chance. And we almost lost for the third time in a row. We're just a point away at the national championship again. And I told the players before the match, look, I'm going to continue to do this, and it might take 25 times. But at the end of the day, guys, you get four chances when you come to the University of Virginia. That's something we can just about assure recruits that enter the door here that they have a chance four times to compete for a national championship. And but I'm going to get, I can coach for another 25, 30 years. So it was their day. It was their opportunity. It wasn't about anyone else but those players inside that locker room. I think that was something that they understood. But to be honest with you, Frank and Jim, those players felt a little bit of the weight of the history, the former players, that they wanted to bring it home to Charlottesville for UVA, the coaches that had worked hard. So I tried to alleviate that a little bit, but I don't think it was very successful. But with that being said, the bounce went our way this time, and we are just absolutely thrilled to be able to finally win a national championship after knocking on the door for so long. And consistency is what I'm most proud of. I mean, people ask me, what are you most proud of? And it is. It's the consistency that we have had as a program on and off the court for over a decade. And to me, the guys come here, they work hard on the court, in the classroom. They do a marvelous job. They represent the university well. And it's an expectation each year to be consistent and to give ourselves a chance, no matter what that takes.
We're visiting with head tennis coach Brian Bolin. Coach, this is Hobo. Let me say also congratulations. Well-deserved. What a terrific leader you've been for the UVA tennis program. And I think it won't be long before we'll be asking you the question, how does this one compare to the first one? But I was just kind of curious, going back to that match point 5-3 in the deciding set, Mitchell Frank is out there, and you get the call from the umpire. Can you recall what your emotions were at that moment?
Wow, Jim. You know, the one thing that I've always said, and I'll say it again, is that unless the last point is declared to be over with, when Mitchell Frank is on the court, you always have a chance. So, quite frankly, it happened obviously so fast, and the umpire made the absolute right call. Fortunately, when they play at the NCAA championships, they're a selection of umpires that they consider to be among the best in the nation in the world. And they really do everything they can to put the best umpires in the chair. And fortunately, they had a great one in the chair that day, and he was doing his job. He followed with his eyes what he should be following. And he made the right call. I mean, I was right there on court side, so I saw it, but it wouldn't have mattered if I had seen it. The umpire had to see it. And fortunately, he did, and I really felt that momentum change very quickly in that game. And then, of course, when Mitchell held and broke, and all of a sudden, before you know it, now he's up 6-5. I went to the changeover. I'd been on his match the entire match, and he put the towel over his head, and that's when I really felt. And you never think it's over, but I felt that, boy, this is as close as we've truly ever been, because he's ready. He's getting himself ready. He knows what he needs to do. And then he got up 40 off. Still didn't get easy. Couple points. He's at 40-30, and finally he wins the national championship point. So, I mean, a huge emotion. You know, one of the most emotional moments in my life. And truthfully, people used to say, Jim, like, get the monkey off your back. And I never liked that. I couldn't stand it. To be honest with you, it does feel a little lighter right now.
Yeah, and I
deserve it.
Well, and I having been in athletics for a long time myself, I always say sports is about moments, and what a wonderful moment for you, your team, Mitchell Frank. People don't understand that 20, 30, 40 years from now, everybody on that team will still be relishing that moment where you become a national champion.
There's no question, and Mitchell said that. When I read a couple articles, he said, I'll remember this for the rest of my life. And he really will. And, you know, it's interesting that it happens to a young man that nobody possibly could work harder than. I mean, he just, it's one of those guys that just deserves victory if there's ever such a thing. He really does. Any success he has, he deserves it. And everyone on the team will tell you this. there's nobody that outworks Mitchell Frank. I mean, he is a warrior, and that's why you never count him out. And quite frankly, everybody was pleased to see that he was the last match on, and nobody ever for a minute thought that if Mitchell Frank's last match on, that he's not going to win. But to give Puget credit from UCLA, my gosh, what a great match he played. And you hate to see anyone lose a match like that, but I guess it was just our year and it was our turn. So that's it. I mean, there's a, you know, we've been in the other side of it. So you feel for UCLA because I know what that feels like.
Well, Brian, thanks again for coming on tonight. And you've been a terrific guest every year you've been on. We're going to let you go and go celebrate some more. And I hope to see you this summer up in Charlottesville when visiting for summer football. But listen, you and Becky have a great summer and have fun with the kids and all that. Thank you for joining us. We're going to head to break now, and when we come back, we're going to bring on the Sabres' Chris Horn to do a little discussion on football recruiting. Stay with us.